Stop 14. Autobahnbrücke A59, Honig Street Bus Stop. We see a newly built mosque on a tract over land on Gartstrocher Street. There are bus stops and football fields under the Autobahnbrücke A59. Children wait here for the bus to take them to Hundertwasser Elementary School. The monotonous rhythm of engine noise in the background. In an old building in the middle of Meiderich housing estates, children sit under the roof in the school library. Books are scattered on the wooden shelves. The library is being rearranged after the teacher responsible for it left. Five of us sit at the round wooden table.
Ja, ich heiße Erdan Sesgin. Wir sind heute an der Hundertwasserschule in Duisburg-Meiderich. Wir sind eine Schule, eine Grundschule.
Hello, my name's Erin Sestin. Today we're at Hundertwasser School in Duisburg-Meiderich. We're an elementary school with two classes a year. We have a very high percentage of migrants and newcomers, and the working conditions here are quite difficult and complicated. But I changed to this school voluntarily because I was also a student here. But it's even more important to me to motivate the students here and also the parents. Even if they don't speak good German, it's possible for parents to help their own children. Although we have some classes with 28 children, we often get students who are refugees and have fled. And then we expect these children to find their way in a school with 200 children. Sometimes we have traumatized children who have actively experienced war, and then I can't expect this child to sit down and start reading and writing. You're not just a teacher, you're a mom, a dad, friend, and you have to try to change from one role to the other. Still, I notice that I get up in the morning and I'm happy to go to my class, that I have a lot of fun and the children manage to make me laugh for 6 hours.
Ich freue mich, in meine Klasse zu gehen, weil ich einfach unheimlich viel Spaß dabei habe. Und die Kinder, die schaffen es immer wieder, nach 6 Stunden einen zum Lachen zu bringen.
Ja, mein Name ist Andreas Nass. Ich bin seit 14 Jahren hier in der Schule.
Yes, my name is Andreas Nass. I've been here at the school for 14 years. In the beginning, I started in the all-day program and supervised the kids there. In the meantime, I'm doing more and more and the job is getting bigger and bigger. I think the biggest job we have is to make sure the kids understand the language, so they can first learn to make their way and come up with answers. What makes this school unusual is that it has a lot of special kids. Maybe not so much in terms of achievement, but the kids have special talents and you also get a lot back from them. I came here 14 years ago. There's been a lot of development. The multiculturalism has increased, but it's also more fun, because all kinds of kids with all kinds of problems come here. I think this is also the future, that multiculturalism is everywhere. We already have the chance to learn how to deal with it and deal with the problems. And that will soon be the case everywhere.
So viel Engagement kann ich vielleicht auch nicht geben. Kann ja auch ein persönlicher Grund sein.
Daniela from the fourth grade describes her daily way to school.
Allgemein, Duisburg hat sehr schöne Ecken jetzt hier, aber auch nicht so schön.
Duisburg has some nice areas, but also not so nice. The way to school is not so nice. Next to our house, there was a friend of mine who lived there. She came with us every day. But she also went to the doctor a lot. She had asthma, so she didn't always come with us. But most of the time she did. We got picked up together because our parents knew each other. The way to the school is actually straight on, then to the left, then cross a traffic light, then another traffic light, and then straight on, and then left again.
dann nach links, dann über eine Ampel, dann wieder nach, dann ist links noch eine Ampel, dann geradeaus und dann wieder links.
Thank you. It was very nice talking to you. And now we are going to continue our tour.